gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour today on this Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I will not be live tomorrow. We will be in parades, 4th of July, starting off in Central Lake. We have a couple other stops we're going to make for Vicky's campaign for Antrim County Clerk. Jerry Stewart's Independence Day show. It's a one-hour show. It will repeat three times, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12 tomorrow. Play throughout the day on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. It will rebroadcast Friday morning from 6 to 9 on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Now, a lot of people have been asking how they can help us pay for, pay down the credit card charge that we made for a new computer that got fried, a new microphone, and a new mixer that we've had to use with the new computer. People want to mail checks. They want to help us. Well, the very simple fact is you can go to our website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on the donate button and donate through our PayPal account, not yours, ours. We'll have to pay a 3% fee of whatever you donate, but that's okay. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on donate, donate whatever you can afford. In the box, if there's ability to leave a message, just put computer. Any money I get for that donation is going to go to reimbursing us what we had to spend. If you want to mail a check, Patriot Communications is who you make it out to. P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49629. If you want to make a donation for the computer, just text me computer. Text me the word computer. I'll send you a link to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and I will give you the P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49629. Make the check out to Patriot Communications. It's a separate account that is this show's account, and also our political consulting business is run through Patriot Communications. So we will text you back the information. You can donate online. You can mail us a check. If it says computer, that is going for that credit card payment, paying down the debt, reimbursement of the card I used to purchase the equipment. That account will be paid back because of you. If you like this show on this radio station, thank God for American Express. But that debt is there, and I need help in paying it off. I cannot afford that kind of money selling commercials to keep the radio station alive and have to make the payments on the credit card. The credit card has got to be reimbursed. It's got to be paid off. So text me, computer. I'll text you the link. YourDefendingFathers.com. Just click on the donate button in the comment message box. Put computer. It is unfortunately not tax deductible. We are a private company. We are not a public. This is not NPR radio. This is my and Vicky's retirement doing this show and this radio station. Thank you very much for your support. Moving on in the next segment, we're going to look at Lansing and then get a field report from Timothy Jacobs in Mount Morenci County. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Clayton up in Pickford there in the UP. Love Pickford. Great little town. Doesn't get any more salt to the earth than that. He said, Randy, I donated online. I didn't put anything in the message box when I donated the other day. Also, there's a box you can check to cover the fees. So I just wanted to verify, Clayton, that you did that. He said, yes, on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Thank you, Clayton, for that. Bob Britsky said he wants to mail us a check. We've got other people that are texting and saying they want to send a check as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for that. Greatly appreciate it. One of the things that we've been struggling with, you know the technical difficulties, you know the cyber attacks. When they fried that CPU to keep me off the air on Friday, they knew darn well what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. I talked to Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. He said, Randy, to get through that firewall, to get through that VPN, to do what they did, these were professionals. This is FBI, CIA level computer technology. The information they needed, that they had to get through that system to do what they did to that computer. He said, this comes from very expensive hackers. It was so important to get me off the air that they did not want me to read the Gateway Pundit story, completely exonerating and telling everybody the truth about the Neil Friske arrest. Well, the reports originated from MERS News Service. Somebody I consider a friend, a brother in the media business is Kyle Malin of MERS News Service. I believe MERS News Service is the absolute best news source for insiders in Lansing on the planet. Blows away MLive, Detroit News, Gongware News, Lansing State Journal. Kyle Malin and his people, they get into the bills. They get into the sponsors. They get into everything I talk about on this show every single day. Been friends with Kyle for years. I'd walk through fire for him. If there was a fight and somebody was going after Kyle, they'd have to deal with me. I'd be right there side by side with Kyle Malin, punching lights out. However, they were the original news source for the Friske arrest story. They never said shots were fired. I talked to Lisa from MERS News yesterday. They did not say shots were fired. They said there was reports of possible shots fired. Well, what did the communist Craig Mauger do from the Detroit News? Oh, shots were fired. He doesn't care about the truth. He doesn't care about anything. His narrative is to take Neil Friske out. Why? Because they have gotten their marching orders from the Bergman machine. It's that simple. The Bergman machine has given them their talking points. And they are carrying out the execution of those talking points as legitimate news stories. It went viral. It went viral, folks. It not only went statewide, it went national headlines. State representative accused of some type of sexual harassment, threatening a prostitute with a gun, and shots were fired. All total BS. Well, little Lisa from MERS News Service and I spoke yesterday after she sent me a lengthy text. Actually, Kyle sent it to me. Randy, this is what we have in the story so far that's coming out against Neil Friske. We want to talk to you and get your opinion on it. If you want to share it with Neil, get his response to it. We'll consider putting in the story. I gave her permission to quote me. I gave her permission to say what I said. If she wants to put it in the story, it'll be there. I'm monitoring MERS News Service as we speak to see if she, in fact, came out with the story yet. Heading into 4th of July, we shall see. We shall see. But I did tell Lisa I said, you know, after your guys' last hit job per the Bergman machine, do you know what happened up here in the district? She goes, no, I'm in Lansing. So, of course, you're in Lansing. You don't know. I said donations came pouring into Neil Friske's campaign. The Mackinac County Republican Party, I guess they voted and donated $2,000. That small county party donated $2,000 to Neil Friske after this fake BS news story broke. I said, you know what else happened, Lisa? Neil Friske ran out of signs. Neil Friske's having to buy more yard signs, more 4x8s, more yard signs because he's out of signs because everybody called him and said, Neil, I want to put up a sign. Mark Eby at Castle Rock would love to see a Neil Friske banner wrapped around Castle Rock, viewable from the Mackinac Island Bridge. That would be freaking awesome. He's supporting Neil. The people who know Neil know that he's being set up. He's being framed. Folks, if I had been on the radio that Friday, they held the arraignment at 12 noon as soon as I went off the air. At 12:05, the judge ruled for him to be released without bond and without any criminal charges assessed against them. Representative Friske, you're free to go. But the damage they thought was already done. They thought, the Bergman machine thought, that they had done enough damage that he would be politically dead, and Parker Fairburn, fake Fairburn, the 25-year-old, know-nothing, snotty-nosed kid that borrows a baby to look like a parent in his photo ops, is going to win on August 6th because of the fake news story. Well, guess what? I told little Lisa from MERS News Service, make this the most salacious hit job you can possibly make it. Have the women involved that supposedly anonymously have come forward willing to say what Neil Friske did to them back years ago. Never filed a police report. Never told anybody about it, but now all of a sudden they're remembering a sexual attack. Right, got it. You know what they're doing, folks? They're doing to Neil Friske exactly what the media and the political world machine is doing against Donald Trump. They're trying to take him out with hit pieces. That's exactly what this is. Politics is dirty. If you don't have the guts and the stones to play down in this absolutely slimy pond scum mud known as the political world, then don't do it. Because you, if you're going to challenge the establishment, if you're going to take on the machines, you better be prepared. Because they're going to come out with every single skeleton you've ever had in your life will be made public. They did it to Greg McMaster so Wayne Schmidt could become state senator. They did it to Donald Trump. They're doing it to Donald Trump. The only problem is he's winning. And now they're doing it to Neil Friske. You know what that tells me? Whoever the machine attacks, that's who I'm voting for. I voted for Greg McMaster over Wayne Schmidt in that Republican primary. I voted for Donald Trump twice, and I will vote for him again on November 5th of this year. Donald Trump will be the next president. They have MAGA hats out already with embroidered numbers on the side, 45/47. I believe it's the second time in our U.S. history that it will happen. That a person will get elected with not consecutive terms. Grover Cleveland, I forget who it was. We'll ask Pastor Chatfield on Friday's show. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to ask him to talk about. And by the way, the history lessons on Friday are going to be reduced down to 30 minutes. They will start at 10:30 to 11 instead of 10 to 11 because I have so many candidates wanting to be on this show and on this station. Absentee ballots have been received by every single county in the state of Michigan except one. Our Antrim County. Cheryl Guy screwed up again. And since she's retiring and doesn't give two craps about Antrim County and us as voters, they're not going out until Monday, July 8th, after 4th of July, to the local clerks. Then the local clerks have to ship them out to the voters. We may not get our absentee ballots until July the 11th. Dare Olson, who's running for Inverness Township Clerk, Sheboygan County. She said, John Studer is the only candidate for sheriff that attended our Stand Up Michigan Christian Hall two-part series called Noncompliant. It was about the sheriffs. And that they, if they have a backbone like John Studer, do not have to comply. All the other candidates running for sheriff did not show up. The video series by Chris Ann Hall, Noncompliant, is videos that give the history and power that sheriffs have. We invited all the candidates to attend. The only one that showed up, John Studer. If you live in Sheboygan County, folks, mark your ballot for John Studer for sheriff. If I lived in Sheboygan County, that's who I would vote for sheriff. Brett Gooding, running for county commissioner in Emmett. Four townships there, vote for Brett Gooding. Robert Heikkinen, running for county commissioner for the city of Sheboygan, vote for Robert Heikkinen. Throw the incumbent out. County clerk, Mount Morenci, Timothy Jacobs. Mount Morenci sheriff, Mike Carl. The list goes on and on and on. I could go, the text would be 15 pages long for the local races. I can't do it. You have to understand something, people. We are exactly at a absolute, politically speaking, most important election in Northern Michigan we have ever had. August 6th, this year, primary. We can change the political future of the 1st Congressional District. Vote for Josh Saul. Boot Bergman's butt. Throw him out. And the entire Bergman machine collapses. The future ambitions of John DeMoose, gone. You're stuck in the state Senate, sir, then go back to the private sector. Parker Fairburn loses to Neil Friske, gone. Cam Cavett loses to Todd Smallenberg, gone. This whole house of cards, folks, collapse. It completely collapses. And you can make it happen. You have the power of your ballot. You need to send a loud and clear message to these people. We can't be manipulated. We don't buy your fake news stories, and we're voting for the Patriots. Hopefully get a field report from Mount Morenci's Board of Commissioners meeting, Timothy Jacobs, when we get back. Bottom of the hour news, hour number three, last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a so-called brownout could mean longer wait times during an emergency in Flint Township. According to the Flint Township Firefighters Union, Station 1 is closed for 24 hours due to staffing shortages. That means calls will be diverted to Station 2 and Station 3. The president of the Flint Township Professional Firefighters Local, Tim Nestor, says, "We don't have adequate staffing to provide coverage for all three stations." It's called a brownout with the Flint Township Station Number 1 closed for 24 hours due to that lack of staffing. He adds the department currently has 13 full-time members, including the chief. Each station is staffed.